Hi everyone, Bob Phillips, and I happen to be sitting here with an incredible artist, a video artist, Ariel Smith. How are you today, Ariel?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Well, you should be doing great. After watching that debate downstairs there, I mean, you came up with some incredible ideas and thoughts about video. Do you mind if I ask how you happen to come to making video?
Well, I've been making work since about the year 2000 or 1999, so quite a few years now. I came to video and film both very naturally. Ever since I was young, very young, I wanted to work with cinema, so there's never really been anything else for me. So I started quite young. I started making work when I was in my late teens and continued till now, and hopefully for the rest of my life, as well as a video artist. And in the last, I'd say, about 4 or 5 years, my work has also evolved into video and film-based installation that can be presented more within a visual arts context in a gallery. So that's been really exciting to be able to expand into a more diverse way of presenting and exhibiting the work.
Do you mind if I ask how you do that? I mean, you put up a projector or what?
Yeah, I work with projections that loop or monitors that have looping images. And sometimes there's a sound component as well, which may be single channel. So the same piece having audio and visuals together, or it might be two separate channels with the audio and video. And I've done things lately with physical installations, like projecting on the canopy of a bed.
Oh,
and
my.
Then the audience comes and lies in the bed to look up at the video that's screening on top of it, or just monitors that are looping things. So it's neat to be able to think sort of beyond just a sit-down screening.
Well, on the other hand, the type of projection, because I'm an old man, when I think about projectors, I'm thinking about film, actual physical film. But you're working with video and therefore digital projectors,
yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah, they're digital projectors. As an artist, I shoot both on video and on film, but I always finish digitally. So therefore, when it's being projected, it's always off of a digital projector, but some of my projects were shot on celluloid, on film, like 16mm, 35mm, yeah.
Now, how do you come up with the creative ideas? Do you have like little journals or sketchbooks, or do you just all of a sudden start a project?
I definitely am more of a writing down stuff kind of a person than I can't draw. It's actually one of my biggest, I'd say, like disadvantages or handicaps as a filmmaker is my inability to draw. So, but I write things down, and then I'm a very visual person in my mind. So then I work pretty intimately with my directors of photography and my cinematographers to come up with how we're going to shoot my ideas and the different scenes by just being really descriptive in words. And then I usually show images, like either from other films or from still photography or from paintings, like visual art, as opposed to drawing it myself, because I take a lot of inspiration from other images around me. Yeah.
So if I understand correctly, you're the writer, but you're also the producer.
Yeah, I write, produce, direct, and edit pretty much all of my own work. I've done like work for hire too, where I've worked like as an editor on someone else's project. I do that sometimes as sort of a day job type thing. But yeah, with my own work, I'm the writer, producer, director. So yeah, so then I work with a crew of with a cinematographer and sound recordist and lighting technicians, with my work that's more cinematic, but then also with some of my video art, I do sort of appropriated or reinterpreted video where I might work with found footage and then presenting it in a new context. So I do a little bit of that too, but most of my stuff is original footage that's been shot.
So as a director, you get to yell cut, is that right?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Well, after yelling cut, then comes the actual cutting or the editing. How do you go about that? Is there, a program that you use or what?
Oh, sure. Well, I mean, editing is actually my favorite part of the whole process. I really love pre-production, so I love coming up with the idea, writing, planning everything, and then I love editing. Like, if I could somehow just sleep through the actual production, that would be ideal, but it can't be that way. But yeah, I love editing. To me, that's where the project really manifests when you're working with film or video. But yeah, I work... I've been editing for quite a while, like both on my own projects and other people's projects. In terms of like programs, I use Final Cut Pro or Adobe Premiere. So digital editing. I've done some things in the past for workshops where it was like physical cutting of film, but I don't do that with my own projects, no.
Well, do you ever find that when you're in the editing process that that is where some of the creativity happens, or is that totally gone at that point?
No, I feel like a lot of the creativity happens in the edit suite. I mean, you have the images that you have, but it completely changes the context and the order that you put them in, or how the rhythm of the piece, you know, the order that images go in, and also like how long they're held on. It completely changes the whole feeling and the message that's being portrayed. So to me, that's really when it comes together. And often, because I do non-narrative work, non-linear work, often how I've written things down, the order they go in changes in editing because it just flows better to switch things around. So that's one thing that's very very cool and very liberating about working in more experimental film and video art as opposed to like straight narrative dialogue-based filmmaking, is that I'm not restricted to a narrative story that evolves with dialogue where it sort of has to go in a certain order. It doesn't make sense. I go with what feels right and seems best in the editing process, yeah.
You know, easel painting, it used to be that they drew everything very carefully before and they certainly had a good composition. Then there were some guys came along and said, no, color matters more because it gives you a feeling. Mm-hmm. Or a sense of what the artist is thinking about. And I take it that some of the experimental work that you're talking about is more like the second category.
Sure. I mean, experimental when it comes to film is also a very, it's sort of a contested term. It's like, it can mean different things. You know, sort of like an ongoing debate is where's the experiment with experimental anymore? I mean, experimental tends to be sort of an umbrella term, a label that's put on work that's not narrative, that's not documentary, that's not animation. So what is it? Okay, it's experimental. Real, true, old school experimental filmmakers who do like abstract work would probably consider my work to be more narrative, whereas narrative filmmakers would probably consider my work to be experimental. So I sort of straddle somewhere in between there. And but yeah, I mean, definitely there's stories that are happening in my work, but it's just that it doesn't have to happen linearly, and it's more impressionistic, I guess, than it is based in reality.
You know, I was just noticing your beautiful, beautiful earrings that seem to be very native in their design. Do you happen to be a native person?
Oh, yeah. I'm mixed. I'm Cree and Jewish.
Oh, yeah. That's even better.
Yeah.
The best of both worlds.
Yeah, it is the best of both worlds. So I'm mixed, yeah.
Well, under those circumstances, do many of your films deal with political or social things that are experienced by either of those communities?
Yeah, definitely. My work, I make very unapologetically feminist work. And although I am programmed often within an Indigenous context, like in, you know, Imaginative or different festivals that have an Indigenous focus, and I'm proud to show in them, comments I've heard about my work is, oh, it doesn't directly or overtly address Aboriginal issues, but that's something that I challenge, because to me, how are women's issues not Aboriginal issues? So a lot of my work deals with violence against women, which is a huge issue facing Indigenous women in this country, all women, but in particular Indigenous women. So I sort of challenge that. And when I'm asked by my peers or my colleagues, like, oh, why don't you make work that's a bit more about Native issues? To me, it's like, well, you wouldn't ask, like, you know, an Italian person, no. Like, why don't you make issues about, you know, movies about Italian people? It's like, to me, as an Indigenous person of mixed ancestry, I make the work that I want to make. Therefore, it's Indigenous work, however you want to categorize it. So, I mean, there have been pieces over the years that have been maybe more of an overt focus, but I just make whatever feels true to me at the time, and I'm happy to show in an Indigenous context or in a non-Indigenous context.
As a matter of fact, quite a number of years ago, I was chatting with Rita LaTondra, who's, I think she grew up in Quebec, and was associated with the Automatisse in Quebec, and therefore does a very abstract kind of work. And she ran into the same kind of criticisms. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I only collect Native work. Well, what do you think her work is?
Well, yeah, and that's an issue, you know, when you... people say, like, oh, an Aboriginal artist, like, well, what does that mean? Does that mean that they're working in traditional art forms? Like, are you carving? Are you doing traditional beading motifs? Or is it that you are Aboriginal and an artist, you know? It depends. You know, I've had people over the years say that they don't consider some of my work to be Aboriginal filmmaking, but I would challenge that mostly, and I think that enough people do that I get programmed more often. I'm programmed in more Indigenous-focused contexts than I am anywhere else, so, I mean, obviously, I'm, you know, accepted, and I think also being somebody of mixed heritage, that's something that you're used to throughout your life. You know, what are you, where do you fit in? Also, my family's been urbanized for a really long time. So living sort of an urban Aboriginal experience as well as being mixed, it's hard sometimes to find your place. So, I mean, I guess it makes sense that it would also affect my art practice. But I think, identity is a big issue, which has come up in some of my work as well, because, you know... people be, oh, you're Métis, and it's like, well, I guess, but not really. Like, I'm Jewish and I'm Cree. I'm not really Métis. The government, like, I would check that box on certain paperwork or something, but I don't, that's not my identity.
The government doesn't ask for paperwork to find out whether or not somebody who's Irish is authentically Irish.
Yeah.
With a Native person, oh no, and then what part of you is Native? Well,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, for sure, and how much, and where does it come from, and stuff. And
now, unfortunately, I'm running out of time right here, mm-hmm. but all I can say to you is chi 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 McGwitch for sitting and chatting with me.
Yes, thank you, McGwitch.